I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Amanda Castleman, and she's a freelance journalist who writes about scuba diving all over the world. How do you compare tropical diving to non-tropical diving? Because you rave about these tropical places, but you also rave about the Puget Sound, which is far from tropical.
I'm a big fan. I mean, as I said before, surprising amount of color up here. You need to have a real sense of independence to dive in cold water. It is slightly more challenging. Once you get down under the waves, there is a surprising amount of activity. You're going to see seals down there. As I mentioned, six-gill sharks, which actually swim under the Seattle Aquarium, right in downtown Seattle. We've got six-gill sharks circling around down there. But there's a real sense of both independence and camaraderie in this dive community here. These are very hardy divers. They sometimes joke around and call themselves combat divers.
Why is it more challenging?
Well, you know, you might be going in the water with 100 pounds of gear.
So you got more gear because of your wetsuit and everything.
Wetsuit or dry suit.
Right.
And then you're carrying weights. I carry 35 pounds of weights when I dive with a wetsuit here in Seattle. And some friends actually made my weight belt with salvaged salmon fishing weights, like the lines they put when
right.
they're trawling. They melted those down, like brought them up off the bottom of the ocean, melted them down, and turned them into dive gear for me. And I think, you know, that kind of typifies the community here. Extremely resourceful and very tight-knit because, you know, it is a sport that does have a little bit of danger, potentially, mm-hmm. if you're not being careful with yourself, with your gear, with your buddy.